among the Ravens draft picks this past year is Kyle Juszczyk from Harvard in the fourth round, and Kyle joins us now on the phone lines. Kyle, thank you so much for being on with us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, Kyle, I guess the first thing I'm going to ask you is, being drafted, did you have any idea about the Ravens in the fourth round?
You know, I wasn't sure. I knew after my visit with the Ravens that I knew they were interested, and they were one of my favorite teams. They left a great impression when I came out here. But really, on draft day, there's no way for anyone to know.
When you look at your career at Harvard, when did you feel that your play warranted getting a look at playing at the next level?
I felt like after my junior year, I kind of proved that, you know, this was something that I could do. I always thought in my head that this was a possibility. But after our junior season, you know, we had won the Ivy League championship. I had had a big year. I felt like I actually showed some people that, you know, this could happen.
Versatility, though, is kind of the name of your game. I mean, you're listed as a fullback, but your stats say so much more. Was it, you know, just being recruited wrong, or teams kind of overlooked you, or you just said, you know what, Harvard is calling me and I'm going to the Ivy Leagues?
You know, versatility has always been my strength, even in high school, which I guess kind of might have made it difficult to recruit me in high school because, you know, I was playing quarterback, I was playing running back, receiver, tight end. I was all over the place. But when it came down to choosing what school I wanted to go to, it was, you know, it's pretty hard to say no to a degree like Harvard's and a tradition like theirs where, you know, they had been winning football games way before I had gotten there. So it was a good situation on both plans.
I like how you own it proudly, Kyle, because it's going to be something everyone's going to ask you for as long as you last in the National Football League. There's always an immediate, I don't want to say shock, but a surprise. There aren't too many guys from Harvard in the NFL. There aren't too many Ivy League guys in the NFL. So are you going to embrace that, or is that something you're like, I'm sick of talking about this, I just want to be a football player?
No, you know what? I try to embrace it. I realize it's, you know, it's something special, and I take pride in it. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you're right. Like, I am a football player. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't really matter how smart you are and in the classroom if you can't play football. But I've proved that, you know, I can do both, and I do take pride in that.
Even look at it from the standpoint of people saying, and I know personally, as far as, you know, football being a mental game, as far as the toughness of it all, I've heard it said, and you have up close and personal experience from a, I don't know, I guess an athletic intelligence compared to a more scholarly intelligence. I mean, is there any crossover with you and your teammates as far as just the football IQ, the ability to do more? Did you ever, you know, feel that you had an advantage over another team because of the, I don't know, the Harvard mystique or the Ivy League mystique?
You know what, I always did kind of feel like I kind of had the upper hand there. And, you know, when I went on 12 different visits before I got drafted, and almost every team, they said to me, like, yeah, you know, we know you went to Harvard, we know you're smart, but are you football smart? And, you know, they quickly learned after, you know, putting me on the board or watching film that it kind of crossed over where I was football smart as well. And I definitely think that's such a huge part of the game and can really give you a distinct advantage when you know what your opponent's going to do.
Kyle Juszczyk, Ravens fourth round draft pick, with us here on BAL, fullback with the Baltimore Ravens, it looks like, after playing a lot of tight end in college. Kyle, you didn't just go to Harvard, because even at Harvard, I imagine there are some cupcake majors out there. You were an economics major, which is no joke anywhere. What were you going to do? What are you planning on doing possibly after football with a degree like that at Harvard?
You know, I didn't have any plans of, you know, really doing anything in economics, because at first I was a math major, and I switched about through my sophomore year. And at that point I knew that, you know, my dream was to play in the NFL, and that's really all I was focused on. But now, you know, looking forward, I'd like to get into coaching when I'm done playing football. So I don't know if that's a waste of a Harvard degree or not.
Well, it depends on, I guess, what level. I mean, if you're on a collegiate level, you can inspire other young men that, you know, to seek out their goals, but then also to have something that is more well-rounded. And then at the same time, I guess if it's on a pro level, well, it is kind of a waste. Damn it.
You and Jason Garrett. You and Jason Garrett, Kyle, a couple of Ivy League coaches one day in the NFL.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, he turned down the Ravens job once upon a time.
Which is actually a good thing.
Yes.
It's a good thing.
It worked out well for everyone. Kyle, what about Matt Burke? Was he kind of someone that people talked about or mentioned to you along the way? I mean, it's kind of a bit of irony that you were joining a team he just left, but is that something that a lot of people around the school said you could be like him and survive in the NFL as a guy coming from Harvard?
Yeah, it was. You know, Coach Murphy, he recruited Matt Burke, and I'm pretty sure he was his first recruiting class. And, you know, Coach Murphy mentioned to me, you know, he saw Matt go through it, and he had seen me, go through my 4 years at Harvard, and he definitely thought that was there were similarities there and that this was a possibility.